Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right. When it comes to food, no matter who you are, you like what you like. It's just that simple. There's no rhyme or reason. Your taste buds just enjoy what your taste buds are going to enjoy. Which, of course, often leads to us having to defend our culinary choices from others. Pineapple on pizza is always the epicenter of cuisine debates, so you'll be happy or driven to madness to hear that the folks at takeout.com, they're saying ditch the pineapple and replace it with figs, as in Newton. Look, whatever. Maybe it's good, maybe it's not. I have no immediate plans to find out. Now, something I did eat as a kid, only because I had to, is olive loaf. Remember olive loaf?
No.
Basically, it was bologna. Studded with olives and the red pimentos. You remember it now?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, yeah. Well, an article was just published within the last few days claiming that olive loaf may be on its way out. Turns out it's only the older demographic and they're dying off. And people just aren't buying the old olive loaf. So what I say, don't let the door hit you in the ass, olive loaf. Now, on the other hand, making a comeback is canned fish, i.e. sardines and anchovies. That should make my father very happy. I'm going to point out that my dad's 85 years old, so, you know, you do your math on that any way you'd like. But like we said, when it comes to food, you like what you like. And nowhere is that more evident than a recent Reddit discussion where people confess to their favorite snack combination. So these aren't even like traditional meals. This is just, I'm hungry. I had two or three things. I put them together and voila. And that includes things like Oreos with cheddar cheese, pretzels dipped in orange juice, chocolate milk mixed with Pepsi, and a few others, all of which we'll be sampling on this very own program. Oh, that's right. Miles went out and bought the groceries so we can
It's not going to be terrible.
It's not going to be great. Some are better than others, but the truth is I have not tried any of the combos we're going to try. And it's the standard stuff you have in your cabinet. You know, it's not the pork brains and all that crap. It's just stuff you have. Probably just put in combinations you wouldn't have thought of because there's nothing wrong with you. But we'll get to that as the show goes on. So like I said, we have various products to mix and match and see what the hype is about. But in the meantime, we want to hear from you because we are talking about food today. And look, man, you like what you like or you hate what you hate. It's simple. You don't owe anyone an explanation, but we're probably going to make fun of you anyway. But today we want to know, what do you eat that makes other people go, ew? Or what do you eat that made you say, ew?
To be a part of the big show, call 206-803-ROCK. Like the Men's Room on Facebook, follow us on X and Instagram at Men's Room Live. Send your emails to the Men's Room at KISW.com and now watch the show live on YouTube at KISW Rock.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, but tell us away we go. Welcome to the 20th anniversary season, episode number 4,403. What a large and a charge program we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeat. Once again, we'll be joined by Taryn Daly and Steve Mix from the Daily Mix Morning Show today on Sit and Spin.
Yeah.
We're going to play some one-hit wonders.
Uh-oh.
Now, the thing about a one-hit wonder is you obviously know the song. But sure. Do you remember the name of the band or the artist who performed the song?
Probably not.
Because they've only got one song. You know, that you don't like the song.
Well, like Mambo Number 5. I don't like it, Ted. I know you hate it.
Hate it.
But we know who doesn't.
Right.
And I don't know who let the dogs out. I don't know why they have
the
more
Baja Man and Lou Bega.
Right. But I don't know why they stick in my head, though, because there's a million one-hit wonders. Yeah,
you know why? Because I think they have unusual names.
You think that's it?
I really do. For the most part.
Maybe.
Okay.
I don't know.
Is the name of the Friends? I'll Be There For You.
The
Rembrandts?
Rembrandts.
The Rembrandts. Okay, maybe that's not the most... You remember the name, but there's some that you just don't remember. Who sang the song Torn, the female singer?
Torn. I don't even know the song. This is not helping at all.
That's what I'm saying.
Well, Mom's what I can hear in our head.
When did the song come out? How old is this?
I know she was an Australian soap opera star.
Oh, is that Kylie Minogue?
No.
Exactly.
I just know she's
Australian.
She has
like dance music.
I know what her name is.
Was it Lisa Loeb?
Natalie...
Imbruglia.
Imbruglia. She was hot.
Lisa Loeb did Stay.
How does that go?
I don't know. Suzanne Vega did a song called Luca. Now that we're on the female tip.
Is that My Name is Luca?
Yes.
God, I hate that song.
See, there's but
that, Jesus, that song was bad. How was that even a hit?
She lived on the second floor.
That was the best song you
never
had.
Saw her before?
God almighty. That song was so
it's
bad.
It's better than that Peaches crap, though. Yes, it is.
Peaches is kind of funny. It's a terrible song. But no. It's kind of funny. And the guy... From the Presidents of the USA, he now writes kids' songs. And you go,
which
like,
makes sense.
Right. If you heard Peaches, he's always been writing kids' songs. So at least he did something where I go, okay.
Now, did they do Lump?
Dum,
because that sounds like a kid's song, too.
Yeah, they may have.
Yes. So there are two hit ones.
All right, two hit ones.
They got Peaches and they got Lumps.
Peaches and Lumps.
Peaches and Lumps. Yeah,
I mean, they probably do like
speaking
junior.
Of food, would you buy
say,
that?
Now there's a dish.
It's just labeled, but there's no ingredients. You know Peaches is one. It just says Peaches and Lumps. Right. All natural ingredients includes Peaches and all natural Lumps.
I'm assuming it's some sort of a cobbler. Like if I look at a menu, it's like you want the Peaches.
You're going to assume something that says all natural Lumps.
Yes.
And you go, okay.
Peaches and Lumps. Lumps of dough, baby.
Man, you are braver peaches than me.
Okay. So,
do you guys know who another singer named Peaches?
A singer named Peaches?
Yes. You know, Peaches is an herb.
The right? Teaches of Peaches?
Yeah, she's got a song called F the Pain Away.
F the Pain Away.
All right.
It is aggressive.
Is she a one-hit wonder?
Have you actually heard that song?
Too many times. It's the only song I know from this woman.
All right.
What was the song we played on Bad Choice a couple weeks ago? Was it Milkshakes?
Milkshake, yeah.
Milkshake. Now, is that woman a one-hit wonder?
I believe so, yes.
Who was that again?
Kellis.
Yeah, okay.
Because
she
had like a couple other songs, but that's the only one that got really big.
She was more, I feel like, tabloid fodder. She kept reading about her, but it wasn't necessarily about music.
Yeah. So we're going to play the tune.
And that's another terrible
song. And see if any of us can figure out the artist involved in Sit and Spin. That's on the way at 4:30. And today on the program, we're going to talk about food. And we're going to talk about it in two ways, where you would be able to chime in a little bit. Oftentimes, and I have discovered this in life, just based on who you're with, once you get close with someone, they have no problem telling you all of the problems that you have and anything that they think is absolutely ridiculous about you and your behaviors. And food is one of those things where I have been with people who, my last wife was an animal rights, to the point where if I really wanted the veal, she would just sit there and stare me down across the table like I killed somebody. Like I chopped the head off a baby.
Mm-hmm.
Foie gras. If I ever ordered that only crispy.
Yeah, like crispy. Try it grilled sometime.
That would be good too. I hate it when it's soft, like a tofu.
It's a little soft, but I'm telling you, it's delicious.
I had it once as like a little tiny peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Right. So what now?
Yeah, they had like some fancy bread.
All right.
And they put like a little some fancy jelly in there.
Mm-hmm. Now
with foie gras.
It was delicious.
Now keep in mind, all these foods that I'm talking about are on the menu.
Right.
I'm not making some weird combination of it. The fact that I order snails and she goes, are you really going to eat those things? And I'm like, of course.
Well, what else are you going to do with them?
Yes, I love them. They're delicious. They're in garlic butter. Christ almighty.
Yeah.
Taste one. I'm not tasting that. Then how do you know?
Right.
But everybody's got those different things. You know,
all right.
Where I watched her just choke down gefilte fish like, you know, she was starving in the desert. I mean, it was amazing how fast she ate that.
What that means is you are, in fact, Jewish.
Well, because I know that.
No, no. People that are not Jewish will try gefilte fish, and universally you go, I don't want to do that. Because gefilte fish is kind of put on you, right? If you're in the Jewish faith, it's put on you at the holidays. Well, so even if you don't like it, you have found a way to stomach it. But for the rest of us, like, no thanks.
Here's the difference. I don't say something about what she is eating. Now, typically the reason I don't say anything is because it's a family dinner, and her mom's there, and her brother's there, and her stepfather's there, and everything else. I'm not going to do that. But when she eats chopped liver, and I walk in the house, and I can smell it for 2 days, I want to punch her.
Sure.
You know? But I don't. I'm just like, I cannot believe you're eating an organ. You know, and then she'll say, are you going to ruin this?
You eat foie gras?
Yeah, I know that.
I mean, I'm just saying.
I know that. You know, like, we ate pork brains the other day.
No, but I'm not going to return to that. You're right. Yes, exactly. We ate pork brains. I will not do that again.
The skin on a chicken is still an organ.
It is an organ.
And that's my favorite part of a thigh and, you know, KFC. So I understand what I'm saying. But you just, there are certain things where you just don't understand how someone else could like them. Raisins are a good thing for me. Like, where I'm just like...
Raisins, mate. It's not that they're the worst. It just seems like a lot of effort for no reward.
Right. What about a dried cherry?
I mean, they're fine.
What about a craisin?
You've made a raisin better, but again, the raisin needed help, not the other ingredients. You can eliminate the raisin from a craisin, call it something different, and that thing is delicious on...
Hold on, dried cranberry.
Then you wrap it in bacon.
What about a cranberry?
That's what a craisin is. It's like a dried cranberry.
Well, I might be done with that.
Isn't it put in something or?
It looks like a raisin, but it's cranberry.
So that's the craisin.
So
you know what bugs me? The one that and I try not to comment on what other people eat. And it's not that it's particularly bizarre, but my wife and I have a definitive split as far as what jelly is used for. To me, jelly goes with peanut butter. Maybe put it on your toast. If you're one of those people, that's fine. She likes the jelly and bacon sandwich. Her and my son do. I find that absolutely repugnant.
Like you never used it for a glaze for pork chops or meatballs like Ted's?
I would maybe use an apple jelly, but not the grape jelly. We should do grape jelly bacon, and then the other one is ketchup on a hot dog. And look, they're not outrageous. I just find them vile.
Yeah.
I think it's vile.
I'll tell you the one that blew my mind. There was an older gentleman from Tennessee. This is probably 15, 16 years ago.
Tennessee?
He's from Tennessee. He's from Knoxville. He's got all He's got all his orange on.
Right.
And he's in, we're in Fox Sports Grill, and he's in there to watch the Tennessee game. I don't know what he ordered for dinner. Wasn't paying attention because he was sitting away from me. But I could just see he got this big-ass tall glass of milk.
Okay.
Now, this is at the bar. All right. And I don't know what it was. And I don't mind. Like, I'm a
you like milk.
You like milk. I like milk. I just don't have it with a meal. I will have it with cereal.
Sure.
I will have like a swig out of the jug. I don't really pour milk into a glass and drink it.
And I know you think I'm odd, but when I grew up, if you had spaghetti and meatballs, you always drank it with a glass of milk.
It's not that we think you're odd.
No.
We recognize that you're odd. There's something. Spaghetti and meatballs with milk.
It was the optics of it. Whatever you're eating. I mean, if you like milk with Thanksgiving dinner, whatever it is, it was just the fact that the guy is sitting in a bar. He's got bar food in front of him, a hamburger or something. And I mean, that was a big ass tall glass of milk.
Yeah.
It was just.
To me, milk goes with something that is sweet or dry, but not anything savory. Like if I had a hamburger, I wouldn't think, you know, man, I want a glass of milk. It doesn't make sense.
For the most part, I'm with you. Like you have a donut, you have a glass of milk.
Sure.
But I don't know.
That was just kind of a thing. If you had Italian food, we always had milk with that.
Okay. Really?
Yeah.
Do you think it was for heartburn or something like that, where you got a lot of tomato sauce?
I don't know. I also feel like in the 80s, just like you had milk with dinner a lot.
Would you do it now? Like if you came over spaghetti meatballs and I pour you a glass of milk, you'd be like, come on.
I mean, I would drink it, but I wouldn't specifically be like, hey, I got to have my milk.
Well, and some people put ice in. I used to do that as a kid. I used to put ice in my milk to thin it out. So I wanted the version of skim milk.
Right.
And my mom would buy vitamin D or 2%.
Oh, 2%, yeah.
So I just wanted it a little bit thinner. So I would put ice
in it
all the time.
That's not that... Because we're one of the few countries where our milk needs to be refrigerated. It's just the process we use to pasteurize. I only found this out recently. So they said in most countries, if you get milk, don't freak out. But you'll see them reach for the carton. That's just like sitting on a counter.
Yeah.
They don't go to a refrigerator. And I had that experience in Mexico. I'm just like... Oh, no, this is like 15 years ago, and I have since figured it out, but I'm like, are they seriously going to pour me that? Oh, my God, they just poured that glass of milk, and I'm like, I don't, and it's for my daughter, you know? And I'm like, ah, yeah, man, can you, and they explain, like, dude, it, it's fine. I'm like, okay.
Right. So there's a bunch of weird food combinations that were on Reddit. One guy said, I saw an episode when I was a kid of Mr. Rogers where he ate a banana with a slice of processed American cheese wrapped around it. And I had to try it. It wasn't bad.
Wow.
There was a weird balance to it, but it was good. So
I can see how that, it's not something I'd want to do, but I can see how that would make sense. Neither one of them have enough flavor to make it horrible.
Tons of stuff with peanut butter. Tons of stuff with pickle. I tried to avoid all pickle products.
I knew
you weren't going to eat any of it.
But there's the difference, right? All right, so I do not like pickles, specifically pickled cucumbers, but most other pickled vegetables, most of them, I'm okay with.
Yeah.
Right? So if you pickle any kind of pepper, if you pickle, like, almost anything. Asparagus.
This guy said
carrots.
Carrots. I mean, I don't love them, but I can eat them. But
this guy said it's like when you go to, like, Total Wine, right? I always get stuck looking at all the different pickled vegetables.
Sure.
Like, I'm not going to make cocktails, but I kind of just want to take them home and eat them.
Yeah, like a that's a Sunday food,
bean,
man.
Yeah. Part of your Bloody Mary. Oh, one guy said, dude, I work out. So I put canned tuna, it mixed it in barbecue sauce. It sounds weird, but it's like eating a white trash version of pulled pork.
I mean, I can see how that works.
Yeah, I mixed it just with guacamole once because I didn't have mayonnaise.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. How was it?
It was fine.
Fine, yeah.
Well, there's people who put, again, guacamole on top of their pizza.
I can see it being done.
Yeah.
To me, it'd be more of a dipping sauce.
If it was a Mexican pizza, I would get it. Yeah. Put sour cream on top of it, something like that.
Sure.
There's also...
I mean, I've kind of gotten to the point in my life where I would add guac to almost anything.
And the thing, the truth, the avocados don't have much taste.
I know this sounds crazy. What is it? Sirius Pie in town, they've got an arugula pizza that has a whole egg on top.
Mm-hmm. All right.
But it's still not cooked all the way through. It's like the finish, you know? Fantastic. I don't like...
Except for the arugula.
The combination somehow works. I think it's like goat cheese, arugula, and cracked egg on top.
If you like arugula, I'm sure it's fine. One of the pizza places I worked at, we had 25 different types of pizza, which I thought was insane when I first got there. Most were good combos, but the one I didn't want to try, which I then found out was freaking awesome, was a clam pizza with white sauce.
Oh, my God.
With the egg on top.
He's got one of those, too.
Okay.
Sirius Pie is one of those.
At the time, I'm like, bro, seriously, man. And people kept ordering it. Finally, the owner's like, just try a piece. That was it.
Game changer.
I'm like, oh, God. Yeah,
game changer.
Good.
It really is.
Super good.
So, Ted, there's this.
You look impressed, Ted.
I mean, I know it's the famous New Haven style.
Is it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Connecticut.
Right. Connecticut. Mm-hmm. Some argue it's like one of the first American pizzas made.
Some argue that Connecticut has the best pizza, period, in the United
Correct.
States.
People in Connecticut probably do.
Yeah, they do.
Well, I mean, look, we've said this before. That whole argument gets a little lost.
New York, New Jersey, Connecticut. Right. Like come on.
They're basically so close. It's just a matter of toppings.
Your toppings. Right.
Yeah.
Right, but I know that clam pizza. I've never tried it, but it is super famous.
Well, it's good. And then if you're a food snob or somebody who really cares about what, even if it's just one particular thing that you like, yeah, I mean, you're going to be kind of snobbish about it. And people who really, I believe, have a great ability to just give you a good review of pizza, like the guy from Barstool, Dave Portnoy, whatever you think of that guy, he always gets a cheese pizza because he believes that
that's the base.
That's the base.
Yeah.
Once you just start there, and from there you'll know. Is this going to be a good pizza or not? So there's a lot of people who say if you're going to go to a new place, if they have slices available,
try
a slice of cheese. You know, obviously, if you're going to order a whole pie, order what you want.
Yeah.
But if you have that option, that'll give you the litmus test of is this place any good or not.
The weird thing to me, just from having cooked, and the weird thing about foodies and food critics is an uncomfortably large percentage of the time we realize you don't necessarily know what you're talking about. And look, your opinion's your opinion because that is true of all people. But I do not understand how you get paid money to comment on things because you don't always know what you're eating. And then I think about someone like my grandmother when I was growing up. You could hand her anything you want. It could be as exotic as you think it is. She could take two bites and be like, that is broiled lion and coriander.
So she just had that palate.
Right. And you're just like, what? Because all she ever made was just soul food. But like whatever you gave her. And so to me, just when I hear like the food critics, because you're supposed to take them seriously. And I do not. But, you know, they'll put something and they'll give you the consistency, whether they like it or not. And that is fine. But I'm like, but you don't know what you're eating. But I grew up with a woman. It didn't matter. You could put a sock in her mouth and she would tell you what kid's foot it was off of, for Christ's sake.
Well, sometimes, too, it just depends on who's eating it.
Well, sure.
Right? Like, they're like some, especially with pizza or like barbecue, right? It's another thing, right? If I go to a barbecue joint, I want to taste your meat. I'll add sauce.
Sure.
Don't cover it.
Sauce. Don't
right, 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 right.
Yeah.
Unless it's like Memphis ribs. It's supposed to be.
Sure. Right. They're supposed to be wet.
Okay. So here are combinations. And these are just basically just normal things that people say, I like this combination. We're not trying to eat weird crap today.
Right.
We're just trying to taste the combination. So,
taste the combo.
Pretzels dipped in orange juice. That's going to be one of our options.
Yeah. That's just.
All right.
Yeah.
Tuna with banana. If we want it to be.
I mean, we got to try.
I mean, I've eaten a can of tuna, then a banana. I just don't know if they were in my mouth at the same time.
I've eaten a chocolate bar after eating tuna.
We can also do the banana wrapped in prosciutto.
I'll give that a try.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Pepsi and chocolate milk mixed together.
I don't think it'll be awful, but I do think the milk will get weird. That milk that someone lost at.
Yeah. The Oreos. Oreos with a piece of a cheddar cheese in the middle.
I don't think it'd be terrible.
Okay. Peanut M&Ms and Doritos. You have to mash them up and eat them together. All right.
Okay.
And the final one is tuna and Kraft mac and cheese.
Which I think we've had tuna casserole.
So we're going to try all these today some point in time. But either way, I did look at the expiration date on all these products.
It's very important around here.
Because I went to the expiration doesn't matter store.
Yeah.
So I made sure that all these things hopefully will not kill us.
That's correct. All I said. Hey, man, just, if you're going to get milk from that
place. That's why I was gone for so long, dude. I'm just sitting there trying to read some of the, and she keeps looking at me.
Well, there's a box in the fridge that people put stuff that they're not using a ton. That milk was in that box, so I checked the date. It was the date. Basically, people don't know this. I almost drank the chocolate milk for the segment.
It's like somebody lost. Yeah,
somebody lost.
It's in the refrigerator.
It was in the miscellaneous box.
Do you think all the food in the world that's in there has been lost by somebody?
If it's in that box, to me, it's
fair
game.
That's where I put all my stuff in that box.
You should stop doing that.
Apparently so.
I didn't know that was missing items. I've been eating them.
I don't know if that was a fair game box.
Yeah, it's like leftover beers and stuff. Just like grab whatever you want. I was like, whoa, chocolate milk.
Jesus Christ. Did you see the prosciutto?
I was just focused on that milk.
None of that stuff. All right. So where do we want to start this? Tuna with Kraft mac and cheese, peanut M&Ms and Doritos together. You want to dip some pretzels in orange juice, banana wrapped in prosciutto.
Why don't we start with the pretzels and orange juice? My thought is once we break out the bananas, go through the banana.
So we'll get another one.
What was the banana stuff? There's prosciutto.
We can do one of two ways. A tuna with banana, or we can do a banana wrapped in prosciutto.
I'd say we got to try both if we're going to have bananas, but I'd prefer the prosciutto over the tuna.
Okay.
Yeah.
Our question, what do you eat that makes other people go, ew, or what did you eat that made you go, ew? 206-803-ROCK, you're listening to The Men's Room.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know why it's not outside of Cleveland. You know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Is the mighty 99.9 KAISW and KISW HD1 Seattle. Always live on the free Odyssey app. Text the guys at 206-803-ROCK from the Pinkies Plumbing Studio. You're in the men's room.
Our question, what do you eat that makes other people go, ew, or what do you eat that made you go, ugh? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, buddy. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So one thing that my family absolutely despises, I think that they despise the idea of it more than anything else, is peanut butter and mayo sandwiches.
Are you shocked that they despise peanut butter and mayo sandwiches?
Hey, man, don't knock it till you rock it.
There you go.
So let me get, how long have you been a fan of peanut butter and mayo?
Since I was maybe 12 or 13.
And was this your idea, or did someone else give you the idea?
I think that I grew up really poor, so I think it was just something that we had, and I gave it a shot, and I've loved it ever since.
I've definitely eaten it, just like maybe when I started smoking weed, but I think I just put everything in my fridge on a sandwich.
Right. I mean, look, man, we all had a point in time when we were super broke, and I had mayo, I had peanut butter, I just never thought to put them together.
Correct, because I've had just mayonnaise sandwich.
Yeah, I've done that. I've had just a peanut butter sandwich. But you're right, man. I can't knock it. I haven't tried it, and I cannot promise you that I'm going to.
Do you toast the bread?
I'm sorry, say again?
Do you toast the bread?
Sometimes.
See, I think anything is better when you toast the bread with a sandwich. Except for even a peanut butter and jelly occasionally.
I disagree with peanut butter and jelly, but if I was going to do peanut butter mayo, I'd probably toast the sandwich. For whatever reason, if my bread's toasted, then I want mayo on there. All right. Okay. Maybe I'll give it a shot and see, but also I might not. I'm thinking I won't.
I'm dunking my pretzel in the orange juice.
All right.
What did you eat that made other people go, ew? Or what did you eat that made people go, ew? Or made you go, ew?
You know what makes me go, ew? Drinking out of these weird little cardboard cups.
We had them.
No, I know.
I just
what,
I
do
know.
We have a doctor's office here or something?
It's just
like?
Odd. Like,
I think they're tailgating shot glasses.
Oh, okay.
So like, yeah, if they're good for the environment. All right. Orange juice and pretzel.
Somebody said it was good.
I'm going to soak it in there for a while.
It's not good.
No, it isn't.
It's not the worst thing I've had, but it's not good. You know what it tastes like? Pretzels and orange juice.
I mean, yeah.
Tastes like a soggy-ass pretzel.
It does, with orange juice. And I'm one of those people.
Like a big pretzel? Like a soft pretzel?
I don't know.
That's what they said. They just like pretzels and orange juice.
And look, I'm one of those people that's very, like when I was growing up, all the fast food commercials, take a bite of a burger, and before you even swallow it, they'd take down a big swig of their Coke or their milkshake. So as a kid, I thought that's what you're supposed to do. And I realized I don't like that combo in my mouth. Like, I typically do not drink anything until I have swallowed my food, with the exception of milk. Because typically, if I have cookies, I don't mind the mix. If I got a donut, I don't mind the mix, right? But almost sodas, orange juice, like if there's food in my mouth, unless I'm choking to death, I'm not going to swig it in there. So the idea of dipping pretzels in orange juice, that's a loser.
All right, that was a fail.
It's just a wet pretzel. Like, the flavors don't blend. It's like, it tastes like a pretzel that has orange juice on it.
Yeah.
Are we smashing the dislike burger?
I'm giving up.
Don't let them, no, do not thumbs down the video.
I know, I'm just saying.
I'm going to finish the orange juice.
Okay. The orange juice is delicious. I like the pretzel.
Yeah, no. It's great.
It's not together.
No.
Yeah, that's horrible. A stupid one. Hello, Mary Ann. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello.
Hola.
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 So, anyway, oh, my God. I came from family, 8 kids, right? My mom mixed peanut butter with everything. The most embarrassing thing ever in the world, you open your lunchbox, and there it was, that peanut butter and mayo, just like you guys were saying.
So
and today...
Did you like the peanut butter and mayo? I understand it's embarrassing, but did you like it or no?
Oh, my God. Back in the day, I didn't. I did not. And today, I love it.
All right.
And... peanut butter and pickle, peanut butter and lettuce.
No.
Peanut butter and lettuce.
What do you mean, peanut butter and pickle? Did you miss that?
No, peanut butter and lettuce.
I would rather have peanut butter and lettuce than peanut butter and pickle.
Just hard disagree. I'm with Miles.
Really?
Peanut butter and pickle, somehow I can be like sweet, salty.
Right, okay.
But lettuce? And I like lettuce.
I do too.
It was anything in the fridge that was left over, she'd stick it with peanut butter and put it in our lunchbox.
What was the worst for you?
I think it was the peanut butter and mayo back
really?
In the day.
So,
oh, yeah.
Back in the day, you would have taken the peanut butter and mayo over the peanut butter and pickle or peanut butter and lettuce.
Oh, I love the peanut butter and pickle. And dill pickle, nowadays, you take a dill pickle and swig it in a big hunk of peanut butter in that jar, and oh, that is heaven.
Sorry, my finger slipped. That sounds absolutely freaking horrible to me.
Yeah. Okay, well, you know, I mean, what can I say? I'm a girl.
Now, anyway. Are you pregnant at the moment? In which case, I go, all right. Now, do you have kids or a husband? And if you do, have you passed on any of your culinary delights to them?
Oh, my God. They cannot stand. I mean, okay, I'm a half Canadian. Canadians mix mayonnaise with everything. I love to take a big hunk of mayonnaise and put it in my cottage cheese and eat it straight like that. They, like, run. They cannot. I mean, my husband hates being in the kitchen with me when I'm eating.
I can't imagine why.
What other weird things do Canadians do? Like, you love your Timbits, you got your poutine on, but I did not know that mayo was so huge in Canada.
Oh, God, they mix it with everything. I mean, it goes in mac and cheese. It goes in, I mean, any casserole dish, you've got mayo. It's not sour cream, it's mayo. And it's... Yeah, I don't know. It's a Canadian thing.
I mean, I use mayo in a lot of different dips and stuff.
Sure. Yeah.
But mixing it with cottage cheese is a little wild. And I like both of those things.
It just seems gratuitous. It seems like it's almost too creamy at that point.
Well, you know, it's just, and you just, like, eat it. You don't, like, it's not like a dip. It's like, you know, you put it on a plate or in a dish and eat it.
Just eat it with your spoon.
Okay.
I'll try a little bit of that tonight.
would try, of all the things you've said, I would try the cottage cheese and mayo before the peanut butter and lettuce, the peanut butter and pickles, or the peanut butter and mayo.
I will say, I have a buddy, Matt, right? MCTP from the podcast. So we were over at his dad's house a couple years ago. I'm very proud of my spinach dip, right? And said, I'll make it for you. Mitch takes one little bite of it, and he goes, yeah, I know your secret. Would you add a little dollop of mayonnaise? I'm like, God damn, you're good. Wow. Yeah.
Yeah. Culinary genius,
you're right.
That's what I mean. Like, that's the guy I want to be a food critic. Yeah. To say, like, either I liked it or I didn't, because that's all a food critic can offer. But after that, to say, like, without even asking the chef, I know what they put in here.
Talk on sure. Right? And you go, like, food over here.
Okay. Because he's like, look, it's good. He goes, but I know you threw mayonnaise in here. Like, that's your secret ingredient. Yeah. I was like, all right, you got me.
What do you eat that makes other people go, ew? Or what did you eat that made you go, ew? 206-803-ROCK.
Are we trying this first?
What do we got here, Miles?
This is an Oreo cookie. Someone said that they liked Oreos with cheddar cheese in the middle. So what we have is a little block of cheddar cheese.
And you can try to undo
it. You basically, just open up your Oreo. And
why is it so easy to do as an adult, but splitting an Oreo as a child was like, I don't know, trying to solve cold fusion?
I think because these are probably expired, so they're just falling apart here.
Oh, you got those next door?
Yes.
Then there's a good chance.
And you were a child.
The expired cafe.
Hey, see what the expiration date is on that.
Oh, God, man. You really?
You bought that milk that was like 6 months old.
No, I know. I did not know that. And then I didn't even open that damn thing. This is the problem. When you can't read the expiration date because it's so old.
It's expired.
Old. You know, it's just. Yeah, but you know what, man? Oreos never die.
Oh, crap.
Miles,
what happened?
We might have a winner here.
This might not be that bad.
Ooh. Wait a minute. Hold on. Really?
Bro, yeah. I'm saying this is not bad.
This isn't that bad, man.
Yeah, God damn it.
Wow.
Yeah, that's pretty good, man.
I think the chocolate and the cheese really just hits.
Something.
This is actually good, man.
I'm glad I saw Mike because I was like, I don't want to be the fat guy, but these are really good.
This is wild.
Okay.
This was made by a fat dude at 2 a.m.
Yeah. We got a winner. We're not even stoned.
Wow.
I should have brought a joint in.
You didn't have to be high for this one.
Man, no.
That's well, awesome. The consistency of the cheese fits with the cream of the Oreo.
Yeah. I don't even know what that cream is supposed to be.
I mean, all the sensations are correct there, and then the flavor is just a different twist. This is actually, this is pretty tremendous.
They just make cheddar Oreos.
Here's the comment.
Smash that like burger.
It's crazy, but I like to place a thin slice of cheddar in between my Oreo cookies.
Well, that wasn't thin.
Yeah, we had like that thick boy in there. Mm. It still tasted good.
That was real good.
Damn, man. Mm-hmm.
I did not have high hopes for that, but that was good.
What did you eat that makes other people go, ooh, or what did you eat that made you go, ooh? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Tina. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello, gentlemen.
Hola.
Tina.
Tina.
Well, I like, I'm going to do two things here. One, I like peas.
Ew.
I like peas. I'm with you. Go ahead.
Do you honestly like them or do you just not mind them?
Butter.
Peas
doesn't matter
and
if they're fresh, all frozen, right. No matter what, they have to be cooked in butter.
Okay, all right.
And the other thing is I like to mix up my mac and cheese with corn. I pass that on to my kids, my grandkids. We all love it. Everybody outside the family thinks we're nuts.
It's not really the worst combo in the world because to me, again, back to the idea of multiple foods or drinks in your mouth.
Yeah.
I can take a bite of mac and cheese. I can take a bite from corn on the cob or something. I would not mind that in my mouth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that works.
Just makes it cheesy.
I've been doing it since I was a kid, and I passed it on to my kids. They passed it on to their kids.
Like, at Thanksgiving, I'll get some corn involved with the mashed potatoes.
Let me ask you this, though, Tina. How many times a month do you think you hunker down on some peas?
If I'm lucky, at least a couple times a month.
If you're lucky.
That is luck.
Do you like the taste of them?
I love the taste. I like sweet peas. Like the young sweet peas, best.
You might eat
in melted butter.
More peas than anyone I know. And I only say this because other than children, right? But to me, peas show up about now.
Vegetables
kind of go through the holidays and then peas kind of dry up. Like this is the hot time for peas. Thanksgiving's like coming up.
I feel like peas and corn are always going to be a little better because they're very starchy vegetables.
Right.
So, as a kid, if you had a choice, like, to me, it was always like, go with the sweet peas.
Yeah, peas don't stand alone in my world.
I don't like peas. And Tina, you're going to say I'm childish, and you're 100% correct. But you remember, like, cup of noodles, right?
Oh, yeah.
I would take the time to roll all of the peas off of my fork. Like, I get a big fork full of noodles and pluck the peas off. And people are like, are you serious?
I do that with the carrots in the cup of noodles.
I can actually eat the carrots. I can barely taste them. The peas, I can still taste.
I just don't like
peas
all peas.
The best part.
You think the peas are the best part of a cup of noodles?
Yeah.
Not the noodles, not that dehydrated ass shrimp they throw in there or whatever.
Well, it's kind of a bonus when you get that couple little bites of pea.
You think so?
Yeah.
See, to me, like, I'll finish most of my cup of noodles. And then in the bottom, there's always a little bit of broth, a few broken noodles, and a boatload of peas. I do not touch them. That means it's time to go into the trash.
All right.
Okay.
Wow.
What do you eat that makes other people go, ew? Or what did you eat that made you go, ew? 206-803-ROCK.
I will say, I like pickled eggs.
Those
a lot of people find that kind of gross.
I don't like them.
Yeah.
The kind of like red, they get the pink hue.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
I don't like
them. I'm not sure why, but they do taste okay. But I like pickled things except pickles.
What about the little pickled sausages in the jar?
I'll eat those in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
They're weird.
I don't know if I've ever had one.
Try. There's no way to explain what it tastes like.
Are
it
they cooked,
like
are they cooked
meat.
Before they put them in?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. I think so. Right. You know what? I don't know.
So does the pickling process kind of cook the food, is what I'm asking. You know what I'm saying?
Well, most things that you pickle don't. Those little sausages, they got to cook them before they put them in.
Do they? Or does the pickling process make it safe? I don't know. I have actually some pickled garlic, onions, and jalapenos sitting in jars in my dining room now.
Huh.
Because I got a hair up my ass to do it. It's been like 6 months.
Oh, so you don't know how long it takes, or you haven't tried it yet?
This recipe said, I don't know, give it like a month, but the longer you keep them in there, they're fine. So okay. I just kind of keep forgetting about them, and then I'll see them each morning before I go to work. And
say, oh, hey, all right.
I should do some of these.
All right. Pickled sausages are typically always fully cooked before they're placed in the pickling brine.
Good to know.
Typically.
Good to know.
I like that.
But that makes sense because it's a meat.
Yeah. I know, but, you know, we'll eat like tuna tartare and steak tartare.
We're going to eat tuna coming up?
Correct. Tuna tartare, yeah. Like
sushi.
You know, but it's fish.
It
if
is,
I said, what's a raw pork?
Pork, no. Chicken, no. Beef, probably.
Yeah.
Right, because people eat beef, but you're right. You don't see chicken tartare. Hmm. Not at a restaurant that stays in business.
No. What I told you for years, that was like a thing at the Smith family tailgates. It's where you went to the game. Somebody would break out a jar of those little red pickles. Not only did you have to eat one, you had to take a sip of the juice. Yeah.
I just want to go to the game,
man. I just don't want to throw up.
Hello, Jenny. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello.
Hola.
Well, our family dish, well, it's one of my favorite. No one else in my immediate family with my husband and my children like it, but it's called Hot Dogs Leland.
Hot Dogs Leland?
Leland or New England?
No, Leland. It's after my grandparents' name because they made it for their family. So it was kind of like, you know, you just put together what you had. And so it's mashed potatoes and then a can of tomato soup just on top. Then you take hot dogs and press it into the potatoes and the tomato soup. And then you put cheddar cheese on it and then you bake it.
So what did your parents start eating when they got out of prison?
Yeah. Or out of Rochester. I mean, that sounds like a garbage plate.
Even a garbage plate has a little more respect than, and they call it a garbage plate.
Why the tomato soup?
Well, because it has a really good flavor. Potatoes and you know,
tomato soup?
I mean, to be fair, potatoes, they're going to take the taste of anything you put it with. So I can get past the tomato soup and mashed potatoes. It might look weird, but I feel like once you introduce. Put it this way. If you took the hot dogs out of Hot Dog Leland, I think I'd like the dish more.
I think it would be better with a cream of broccoli or a cream of mushroom soup.
Cream of mushroom
soup. Cream of shrimp soup.
But obviously they had tomato soup. Let me ask you this. All right. So if you were doing a baked potato and they had a baked potato bar, so you already got the potato. Maybe they have diced tomatoes. That's your tomato sauce. They're always going to have cheddar cheese. You throw that on there. Say they have chopped up hot dogs. Would you throw them on your baked potato?
I might with some cheese on top.
You are disgusting. So no one else in your family is interested in
this. Does not like
this
culinary delicacy.
Well, I mean, it is on my mom's side of the family, and my oldest son does like it. But my other three children just gag at it, and so does my husband. And
you realize that's the opposite of trying and gum. Like 4 out of 5 of my family members don't like this.
So, honestly, I would try your recipe.
Okay.
Really? You know what?
Potatoes,
if you replace
hot dogs,
the hot dogs with
cheese,
like a sausage or something
it's
like
the
that.
It's tomato soup that gets me.
Really?
Yes.
That's the part?
Yes. That to me, that doesn't make sense. Hot dogs and potatoes to me
can go together.
Yeah.
Cheese with that can go together.
Sure, sure.
But when you throw in the tomato soup, I'm like, geez, a whiz.
To I know it's the hot dogs. I would just a different, if it was like chorizo, I'd go, I'll give this a try. Just a different sausage. I don't know, hot dogs.
Okay. Right.
Yeah. Anyway.
What do you eat that makes other people go ooh, or what did you eat that made you go ooh? 206-803.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.